Frida Taranto Jaeger, A Future in the Light of Darkness. Frida Taranto Jaeger is a Mexico City-based artist. Her work explores hybridity, automation, and technology through her intricately embroidered paintings of driverless cars, engines, and spacecraft to consider alternative, post-capitalist, and decolonized futures. Here, the artist discusses her exhibition, A Future in the Light of Darkness, with curator Jesse Robertson. Can you tell me about the exhibition title, A Future in the Light of Darkness?
The future is a recurring topic in my work. I think our ideas of the future are very constrained by capitalism, because capitalism colonizes our ideas, our imagination, and therefore is colonizing our ideas of the future. And it's becoming increasingly narrow, for every time we think about the future, it's either an apocalyptic one or a very colonial kind of sci-fi space idea, which is often very sterile. Through reviewing history, I want to try and revive images of utopia and bring them to the present to imagine a future in which everything is possible. But I think the future becomes very dark when it is preset or pre-given to us by a capitalistic imagination. And I think that's the darkest idea of a future, because apocalyptic realities are becoming more and more present. This is what I want to try and change, because I love the future and I think space and sci-fi could be a very liberating place. The Western idea of space and sci-fi is just really homogenized. It's so weird and so white. I just think if we're going to live in space for many years, I want some color.
Your work often references well-known scenes and imagery from art history. Could you explain why you have selected some of these references?
I would say that revisiting history is one of the more central practices in my work. If you want decolonization to come to you in any form, you have to revisit history. And because I paint, I think revisiting the history of painting is very important. I like the painting from the 1400s and 1500s, which was a period when altar paintings became very popularized. I like this period because people were still figuring out how to paint. People were experimenting, it was trial and error, and I love the idea of seeing this process or figuring it out. What I like about painting is that it's very slow. The potential of painting is that it can change your ideology. So for example, in the work, For New Futures, We Need New Beginnings, I do that. I go back to revisit the foundational myth of Adam and Eve, so you can be like, I didn't choose this and I don't relate to it. And therefore, revisit this history with another lens so that I can give myself another meaning in the future. That's why I revisit history, especially European history, because from there comes all the ideas of colonization, so I have to resist those ideas. In the works where I revisit Diego Rivera, this is very different. I chose Rivera because for me, he is a repressing figure. I think this is the Mexican idea of an artist, and because I'm a Mexican, I will always have to deal with him, because this is the history the West remembers of us constantly. The title of the new work that I have made for this show is Dropout Tradition. I really want to drop out of the tradition of this macho painter. I want to detach myself from this. When Rivera started to do all of these murals, he also started to construct an idea of the native Mexican as a person of humbleness and very much like a working person, and he had no agency to do so.
He gave himself the agency to represent indigeneity in Mexico, and I think that's super problematic. So that's why I have these hands going into the car, but at the same time, it looks like they will be dropping these flowers inside, just to drop this culture and revisit him in another light. Nobody wants to do that in Mexico because he is such a set in stone, kind of iconic person. I think that's wrong. History should move. History is a dialectical process. So that's why I revisit history. And I think that it is very important to do so.
Your work subverts and reshapes familiar imagery and symbolism to challenge and critique from within. Could you speak a little bit more about this idea and why it is so significant in your approach to painting?
I think it's an exercise of criticality, which right now is really in danger. I think we as humans, because we are rational and we are aware of our existence, we should never stop exercising criticality. This is very important. Regardless of what you do, even if you think it's right or not, you can exercise critical thinking around it. So as I'm a painter, I should be critical towards painting as a medium. you know? And I understand, for example, painting's relationship towards commodity, painting's relationship towards preciousness and market values. And I criticize all of that. I criticize the parts of painting which I think are killing painting, but I kind of adore other parts of painting. I'm not doing that now. So I try to always be evolving and updating these ideas around painting, what is still good and what is still bad, and how I can move myself within it. I'm really in it, right? Like, this is what I do every day, so I think it would be foolish if I did not criticize it.
A number of your recent works, including two of the new pieces that you've made for this exhibition, explore the heart motif. Can you tell me more about this?
I like the symbol of the heart because it talks about our desires, not our needs. It talks about desire in a capitalistic sense. The desire of the like button on Instagram or Facebook. Do you heart or do you not heart / like? Or why didn't you give me a heart? This is a machine of endless desire, and it becomes really hard to stop being part of this endless desire, of this endless heart giving.
I am also really curious about how the symbol has functioned throughout history. I think the symbol of the heart has moved in so many directions and has always to do with our desires. In the medieval ages, it had to do more with fertility. And now you know, for the two sculptural heart-shaped objects that I have made for this show, I open the heart and I put it on the floor. And it's kind of like a disaster, because now desire is a disaster. The heart is open and it is caught in the middle, because the desire is always there and you're always engaging with it, myself included.
Your work often incorporates embroidery. What is the significance of integrating this practice into your paintings?
I think one of the results of being critical of painting is that I wanted to destroy the preciousness that the Western canon has given to painting. In order to do so, I chose to integrate another genealogy. In this case, the genealogy of embroidery has a very different status, right? I mean, this is slowly changing, but embroidery was seen as a craft, something less than painting. I'm trying to bring these two together to collide, and I think it's important to destabilize this preciousness, so that's why I started to incorporate embroidery into my painting. It is also a tradition that has been passed from woman to woman in my family, and I think it's a very important tradition to keep.